Hello, I'm Mariam. Today's story is about the experiences of a man who goes on an epic adventure. He sails on a ship whose captain is determined to get revenge on a whale called Moby Dick. The man is called Ishmael. He's heading to Nantucket to see if he can find work on a whaling ship. On the way, he meets Queequeg, a rough and dangerous-looking man who works as a harpooner. They become friends, and together they find work on a whaling ship called the Pequod. It sets sail, but it's not until a few days into the journey that they first see the ship's captain, Ahab. He is a bitter and twisted old man with a long white scar down his face. He also has a false leg, made from a whale's jaw. You see, his real leg had been bitten off by a whale on a previous voyage. He tells the crew, "This whale was the famous Moby Dick," and he makes them all promise to help him hunt the whale down and kill him. It's a long and hard voyage. They sail across the Atlantic and the Indian Ocean. They encounter a huge typhoon, and their navigational instruments break. Ishmael could not see how they would ever find Moby Dick in such a massive ocean. Then Queequeg, the harpooner, gets a bad fever, and a coffin is made for him in anticipation of his death. But he recovers, and the ship sails on into the Pacific Ocean. Although they catch and kill other whales on the way, there is no sign of Moby. Where can he be? Some of the crew fear bad things are going to happen, but they can't make Captain Ahab see sense and consider killing him to end his mad quest. But finally, Ahab spots Moby Dick and sees red. A chase begins. Ishmael and the rest of the crew spend 3 days trying to catch the whale. They can see that this is going to be a difficult job, but nevertheless, they go out in small boats to try and harpoon the creature. But each one is wrecked, and the men are thrown into the water. The remaining crew desperately want to return home, but they can't see eye to eye with the captain, and then it's too late. On the third day, the whale attacks the Pequod. He hits the ship full on, smashing it to pieces, and it sinks, taking everyone on board with it down into the deep waters of the ocean. There is just one survivor, Ishmael. Amazingly, he survives by clinging to the wooden coffin that was made for Queequeg, an object made for death, saving his life. He sits alone on the floating coffin, waiting to see if he'll be rescued. What a mad adventure! But not a very happy one, except for Moby Dick, who managed to escape being caught. Well, I hope you enjoyed that story, and I hope you'll join me again for another one very soon. Bye for now.